In 11 weeks since I stood here and shared with you on no reserves, no retreats, no regrets, and no fear.
已经有一个十一个星期了，我们没有任何的保留，没有任何的惧怕，没有退缩。
During these 77 days, I counted every one of them as a bonus from God.
已过的77天，每一天对我来讲，都是主给我格外的日子。
I'm very grateful to the Lord that He used the medical diagnosis on April the 21st as a wake-up call to me.
我很感谢主，他用4月21号那个诊断的结果来唤醒我。
To give me the opportunity to prepare me how to spend my last days that God has measured to me.
叫我来预备，来迎接每一天主所给我的日子。
I must tell you, it is a real privilege and opportunity.
这是我的特别，主给我特别的，也是我的机会。
When the Lord tells you that you are in the last leg of your earthly existence, but now I give you a chance to see how you are going to spend your time.
主告诉我，你已经走到最后了，你怎么样来过你的日子？
And well, a number of you have seen me, but since all the saints from meeting in Flushing are here this morning,
很多圣徒见到我，但是。因为法拉盛的弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里一同的聚集。
I think it is fitting for me to give you an update.
我觉得这个时候很及时，叫我能够告诉你最近的情形。
But this is not an update of my medical condition.
但是我不是告诉你我医疗方面的这个最近的情形。
Actually, I have not seen my doctor since April the 21st. I have not seen any doctor, and I do not plan to see anyone soon.
自从四月二十一号以后，我就没有看过医生，也没有看过我个人的私人医生，也不准备看医生。
I think by standing here and sharing with you is, or you all can tell how I am doing physically or medically.
我想你们大家看见我在这里说话，就知道我在这个医疗上看。我现在的情形怎么样？
But rather, I would like to give you an update of my spiritual outlook.
我现在要给你们我在属灵上我的展望，我的情形是怎么样？
So don't expect me to tell you what my medical condition. I'm not going to say anything about it.
所以你们不要等我告诉你们我现在的身体医疗的状况怎么样？我不会告诉你们的。
But I must tell you, dear brothers and sisters, when the Lord has brought one to the realization that you need to spend the time profitably, it is a real rare opportunity.
当主这样预备，叫我们把这个最后的日子怎么样过的时候呢？这实在是一个机会。
I must tell you, these days, the Lord not only has awakened me.But he has, please listen to this carefully, he has liberated me.
主不但在这些日子唤醒了我，主也在这些日子释放了我。
That liberation is hard to describe.
这个释放，这个自由很难的形容。
Actually, when you...have a renewed zeal about things.
当你对事情有一个这个更新的一个热忱。
Well, you realize, well, this may be the last chance you're going to do it.
这可能呢，你会觉得这可能是最后一个机会。
As I described to you last time, the Lord gave me this sense of urgency.
上次我提到主给我一个迫切感。
And I can tell you in these last 2.5 months, The sense of urgency has been translated into the action of redeeming the time.
这过去两个半月这样的迫切感啊，已经啊，转换成赎回光阴。
I feel I have really been so positive and so active in redeeming the time because there's so much to learn.
我没有像现在啊这么积极的，而且啊满了这个动力的来啊，在这个赎回光阴这件事上。
And in treasuring every opportunity.Because there is still much to see from the world.
当我这样宝贝每一个机会，我就发现了，在神的话中啊，还有很多我需要来看见。
I must tell you that all many of these familiar portions and familiar topics, even as the first portion we read this morning.
特别是我们今天读到的这个创世纪第一章，这些非常熟悉的经节。
They have all taken such new perspective and such even new insights.
叫我有一个新的看见，里面的看见。
I'm going to give you some example, but this is just an opening word.
我会给你一点例子，不过我现在所讲的是开场白。
I'm very grateful to the Lord that actually we were going through Genesis chapter 1 and 2 during this period.
在这段时间我们读到创世纪第一章第二章
I must tell you we often speak on these two chapters but to me in the last 2.5 months they have taken such new perspective and insights
我们读过这个创世纪第一章第二章但是呢对我这过去的两个半月我实在有新的看见而且是内在的看见
I have fellowshipped informally with some of the Chinese-speaking saints on the Lord's Day afternoon during the past weeks.
在过去的这些星期，我跟华语的圣徒们有交通到这个。
But I feel I must share with you because to me it is so very crucial.
我觉得我必须跟你们交通，因为我觉得这是非常重要的。
You see, because we have often mentioned that in Genesis 1, chapter, verses 26 to 28, God created man with his purpose.
在创世纪第一章26到28节提到神造人有他的目的。
God created man to express him and to represent him.
神造人来彰显他，来代表他。
But even such sayings, I don't think it convey the profound meaning of what's mentioned in these two chapters.
但是即使这样的发表还不够把这两章里面他所说的他的内在的含义发表的清楚。
Because I think what to me that these simple words, simple verses actually contained a real profound inherent meaning.
我觉得这个很简单的这个经节但是它所包含的是非常深奥它有那个内在的内涵的意义
Now, for example we say that God said let us make man in our likeness in our image after our likeness
譬如这里讲到这个神说我们要按着我们的形象照着我们的样式造人
Of course this speaks of God's desire for man to express him
当然这是说出神造人要人来彰显他
But whatis included in this simple saying is that God in creating man God has put in man that innate potential
其实这两节就是说到神造人的时候呢就在人的里面呢给人这个有这个与生俱来的那个潜能
I'm trying to find the words to express how I see this
我在找这个合适的词把这个我所看见的能够发表出来
When the Bible tells us that God said let us make man in our image
当圣经说让我们来造人造按着我们的形象
Just that simple saying
就这么简单的一句话
It means that God has put in man that innate potential
这就说到神造人的时候呢，就在人的里面呢，别人有这个与生俱来的那一个本能，
那个潜力啊，
那个潜力。
But not just the potential.
但是不只是这个潜力。
You see, oftentimes when you talk about, well, we all have potential.
啊，我们讲，我们每个人都有我们每个人的潜力。
I have never seen anybody have fully developed all the potentials he's been given.
啊，我还没看见一个人啊，他把这个神给他的潜力完全的发挥出来。
And not only there is a potential, but also God has given us the innate ability.
神不但给我们这个潜力，神也给我们这个与生俱来的本能。
And not only God has given us this innate ability, but also God has given us the capacity.
神不但给我们这个与生俱来的本能，也给我们这个度量。
And not only He has given us the capacity, He even has given us the capability.
不但给我们度量，也给我们这个能干。
So this just to say that God said, "Let us make man in our image." This simple saying.
这个很简单的一句话，神说我们要按着我们的形象造人。
And this, actually, I have expressed this in different ways to the Chinese-speaking saints, but this morning I want to speak to all of you.
我这些事情已经跟华语的弟兄姊妹已经交通过了，但是我今天要借这个机会对大家来讲。
Not only God has given us that innate ability to seek Him,
不但神给我们与生俱来的本能来寻求他。
And God has given us this ability to know Him.
主给我们这样的能力来认识他。
God has given us this ability to fellowship with Him.
神给我们这个能力能够与他交通。
And so even in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, it mentioned about, in that portion, mentioned about the virtue.
在彼得后书那里第一章就讲到我们要宣扬他的美德。
And God has called us according to His own virtue and glory.
神用他的荣耀和美德呼召了我们。
That's all included when it says God let us make man in our image.
所有这些都包含在神说我们要按着我们的形象造人。
That tremendous potential that God has put into us.
这个巨大的这个潜能，神已经放在我们的里面。
And you know this potential did, please listen to this carefully, this potential does not require time for it to develop.
It does not require.
Does not.
这个潜能啊，不需要我们啊，来花时间来发展。
You see, because God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, let them, and let them.
因为圣经的话是说，我们要按着我们形象，照着我们的样式造人，使他们。
So therefore, in Genesis 1, you can see when God created man, God has put this tremendous ability, tremendous potential, this tremendous capacity, and this tremendous capability within man.
所以当神造人的时候，神就把这个巨大的这个与生俱来的本能，这个潜力，这个度量，这个能干啊，就放在人的里面。
And dear brothers and sisters, redeem the time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要赎回光阴。
I must tell you, I have such a sense of sense of urgency because I realize I'm on the last leg of my time.
我是非常的迫切，因为我是到了最后一段的路。
And that sense of urgency, as I mentioned earlier, has translated into this sense of redeeming the time.
像我刚才提到的，我这样的迫切感今天呢已经转换成我要赎回光阴。
You know, there's much to see. Actually, even from Genesis 1 and 2, you know, we have studied so much, we have spoken so much, and yet we have seen so little.
我们已经在这个第一创世纪第一章第二章我们研究了研读了 很多，但是我们看的还是看见的还是非常的少。
And I feel it is very important, dear brothers and sisters, as we have this kind of a mindset, when we have this kind of a outlook, it will change our Christian life.
我们当有这样的立定心思，这样的看见的话呢，这会改变。
It'll change our Christian life, our everyday Christian life.
这会改变我们每天基督徒的生活。So
I thought to myself, how I'm going to bring this spiritual outlook to you.
我就在考虑我怎么能够把这个我属灵方面的我的展望、我的看见来能够发表出来。I
thought because, you know, as I mentioned, I counted the last 77 days, every day is a bonus from God.
像我刚才讲到，我最后的过去的七十七天，每一天都是主给我额外的日子。But
I'm not afraid to face the day.
但是我不害怕面对每一天。I
do not have a sense now I will be one day less. No, I don't have that kind of a feeling.
我的感觉不是我过一天就少一天。
But, I must tell you, my mindset, huh? my outlook every day is, I look ahead to every day with expectancy.
我所立定的心思，我的展望是我预备好来迎接每一天。I
would say every morning I wake up, I thank the Lord for giving me another day with expectant anticipation.
我每天早晨我就谢谢主给我的又一天，我是满了盼望，满了展望。I
can tell you, I do not face the day with fearful hesitation.
我不是有一个害怕、犹豫的态度来面对要来的每一天。Okay,
so you say, well, James, how do you do it?
你或者会问我，朱弟兄，你怎么能够这样做？
I tell you this, I actually start every day with the Lord's Prayer.
我每天开始就讲这个主导。Actually,
it does not mean that I really pray the Lord's Prayer.
不是说我把那个就当作来念一次。But
every morning I face the day with the spirit of the Lord's Prayer.
我是每天起来，我是有这个祷告、这个主导文的这个灵。You
know, Actually, in recent years, we brothers have mentioned this, but I thought that was a kind of a preparation for this.
其实我们最近弟兄们我们有提到这个，但是我觉得那个是一个预备。
I've mentioned this that in the prayer meeting we often recently we've mentioned, you know, we should not just pray after things happen, you know, so-called remedial prayer when problems arose.
我们在祷告聚会提到我们不应该。 祷告只是一种补救的祷告，事情发生了你再来祷告。We
should pray with kind of a preventive before things happen. You know, then we should so the enemy will not be able to do something to frustrate the saints.
所以我们应该有这种预防的祷告，叫这个仇敌没有机会来妨碍拦阻我们。
Because whenever we come together to pray, you ask, what's the burden, what's tonight's prayer burden? Usually to think who is sick, who is out of job, and who has problems. So we can pray for those.
我们平常祷告就是说，有人打电话来问说，今天祷告的聚会的负担是什么？有人生病，有人没有职业了，或者有什么其他的问题，我们来祷告。
But actually, that's really not according to the principle of the Lord's Prayer.
那样的祷告不是照着主导文的原则。Actually,
the Lord's Prayer is a kind of an expectant anticipation.
主导文其实是满了这个盼望，满了这个期望。That's
why we read Matthew chapter 6.
这就是为什么我们读了马太福音第六章。If
you read the context of Matthew 6,
如果你读
You will find the Lord told them, saying, you don't pray, you should not pray like the Gentiles.
那你第六章提到，我们不该像外邦人一样的祷告。
Because they pray with a lot of repetition of words.
他们唠唠叨叨啊，就讲很多重复的话。
They thought if they by the multiplicity of their words, God will listen.
他们以为话多了啊，就必蒙垂听。
But the Lord said, "You should not pray that way."
主说你们不应该这样祷告。
And you should pray this way.
你应该这样祷告。
He said, "You should pray our Father who art in heaven."
你们应该祷告我们在天上的诸天之上的父。
May your name be sanctified.
愿你的名被尊为圣。
Now, even this saying, "May your name be sanctified," is sort of in anticipation.
甚至这样的祷告，愿你的名被尊为圣，这是一个有盼望的祷告。
It is not to say, "Bless those who sanctify your name and curse those who did not sanctify your name." That's not what the Lord taught us to pray.
主不是叫我们祷告，你要祝福那些尊主名为圣的人，那些不尊主名为圣的人就咒诅他。
No, the Lord said.May your name be sanctified.
主说，愿你的名被尊为圣。
Your kingdom come. Your will be.
愿你国来临。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Every aspect of this prayer is in anticipation.
每一句这个祷告文都是满了期望。
It's in expectant anticipation.
它是带着期望的来有这个。盼望。
And then the Lord said, "Give us today our daily bread."
那主就说，我们今日的饮食，赐给我们。
It is not thank the Lord for yesterday's bread.
不是我们谢谢主昨天给我们的食物。
Yes, you know, we should be grateful to what the Lord has done in the past.
我们应该对主过去在我们身上所做的感谢他。
But the spirit of the Lord's prayer is to always anticipate what the Lord will take us on for today.
但是主祷文它主要是叫我们呢有这个盼望，那主每天呢要带我们往前。
Actually, I enjoy the next part says that forgive our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us.
我很享受下一句话，免我们的债，如同我们免了欠我们债的人。
You know this forgive our debts is conditional.
这个免我们的债它是有条件的。
And the condition is that as we forgive those who are indebted to us.
这个条件就是我们能够免欠我们债的人。
But the point is that it has no question we are going to do it.
他这里没有提到这个问题，就是你到底会不会这样做。
You don't have to go to a forgiving class in order to learn to forgive others' debts.
你不必去上一堂赦免人的课。来赦免别人。
Because that's an innate potential and ability God has put into us.
这是我们的潜能，也是我们的本能，是神在我们里面给我们的度量。
And went on to say that lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evil one.
下面就讲不叫我们陷入试诱。救我们脱离那恶者。
Of course, that is also in anticipation.
这个也是满了这个盼望。
This is, I mean, it's not that saying that, you know, because I was, fallen into the temptation, so please forgive me. No, it was not that. It's not after the fact. It is anticipating not to.
不是说我们陷入试诱之后呢，主啊，来求你赦免我们，乃是我们呢有这个盼望，我们呢不叫我们陷入试诱。
And deliver us from the evil one.
救我们脱离那恶者。
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
因为国度、能力、荣耀都是你的，直到永远。
So you see, dear brothers and sisters, this is a short prayer.
这是很短的一个祷告。
It's not multiplicity of words.
不是唠唠叨叨、话多的祷告。
But it is with expectant anticipation.
它是有盼望的、有期望的祷告。
This is how we redeem the time.
这是我们怎么赎回光阴。
You see, I realized, actually now, I want to have this kind of a prayer every morning.
我就有这样的了解，我每天早晨都应该这样祷告。
I do not hesitate to face the day.
我不是犹豫的来面对新的一天。
I'm not fearful to face the day.
我也不害怕面对要来的一天。
Because in creating me or creating every one of us, God has put that innate potential, ability, capacity, and even capability in every one of us.
因为神造我们每个人，造我的时候呢，已经把这样的 与生俱来的本能，这个潜力度量啊，还有这个能干啊，放在我们的里面。
This is why I say I was liberated.
这就是我刚才提到，我觉得我是释放，我是自由的。
And I found there are too many Christians. And of course, as I look back in my own life, I found even as Christian life, there was still too much hesitation and too much fearfulness in our Christian life.
在我们基督徒生活的里面，还有很多的犹豫，还有很多的惧怕。
And I feel we need to face the day in the beginning of the day.
我觉得我们一天的开始呢，就应该这样来面对。
Rather than wait until the end of the day, then we are mired or stuck in the lengthy regret.
我们不应该啊，等到一天结束的时候呢，就陷在泥里面呢、啊，啊，这个。有很多的后悔。
You know, I felt that Christian life, there are too much time is wasted in that miring, in that regret.
我觉得我们基督徒很多时候啊，浪费太多的时间，这样在懊恼的里面，这样这个在正陷在泥中的情形。
Even, you know, the so-called about the confession, I think that we focus too much.On the negative, and wasting too much time on the negative, and rather than just having an expectant anticipation at the beginning of the day.
我们很多时候认罪啊，都是像这样的情形，在这个懊恼的里面，没有那一种啊有展望、有期望的光景。
I want to share with you about what the Lord has opened to me that our prayer.Of course, is to fellowship with God.
我要愿意跟你们谈到这个我们的祷告，当然是跟主的交通。
But God has put this innate ability to fellowship with Him in every one of us.
神放在我们每一个人的里面呢、啊，都有这样与生俱来的本能跟神来往。
And this ability is really should be for the positive, rather than focus on the negative.
这个能力，这个本能呢、啊，应该是把焦距放在积极的方面，而不是摆在负面的方面。
See that actually I used Psalm 51 as an example to some of the saints.
我用这个诗篇51篇呢、啊、做例子。
David has committed terrible sins.
大卫犯了很严重的罪。
But in his sincere confession before the Lord,
但在他非常啊真诚对主的悔改
he did not dwell on the details or the nitty gritty of what he has committed.
他没有停留在那些细节那些小的那些事情上面
But he just returned to God's purpose.
他乃是回到神的旨意。
Now, I'm not, of course, suggesting you that we should having any slight attitude towards serious sins.
我的意思不是说我们对我们犯的很严重的罪啊，你非常的轻看它。
We all, none of us is exempt from making mistakes and commit sins.
我们没有一个人啊可以免掉不犯罪。
But we should not be mired.In that endless regret and confession,
我们不应该陷在泥中啊，这个没有止境的这样的后悔这样的认罪。
We must come back to God's purpose.
我们必须回到神的旨意。
We must come back to Genesis 1 and 2.
我们必须回到创世纪第一章、第二章。
We must see that God has put into in every one of us that inherent ability.
我们必须看见神摆在我们里面那个与生俱来的能力。
You know, we only need to exercise a little bit, we'll be able to find that God is really ready to not only accept us, but to take us on.
我们、啊、稍微操练一点、啊、我们就可以知道我们、啊、神是他预备好，他要带领我们往前。
That is why in these weeks, not only I enjoy Genesis chapter 1 and 2 very much, but also I've come to enjoy the Lord's Prayer, and I've enjoyed what Peter shared in 2 Peter chapter 1.
这就是 当我来到这个创世纪第一章第二章，不但我享受这个，我也享受这个马太福音第六章那里的主导文，还有就是彼得后书彼得所写的。
See, actually, I found that Second Peter chapter 1 really expounds Genesis 1 so well.
我觉得在彼得后书第一章那里所提到的，他是把创世纪第一章那里啊，它是发展的出来。
Actually, I find so wonderful that that Peter actually wrote Second Peter very near the end of his earthly journey.
当彼得写彼得后书的时候呢，他也是在他人生路程的末了。
When he has come to this point of his earthly journey, he wrote this portion to the saints.
当他到了他人生路程末了的时候呢，他就把这一段话呢写给了圣徒。
And actually, I was reminded of this portion as I come to Genesis 1 and 2.
当我读到创世纪第一章、第二章的时候，我就被提醒到彼得后书的这一段的经文。
In the past, we very rarely combined Peter's writing with God's purpose.
过去我们很少把彼得后书彼得所写的呢，跟这个神永远的旨意呢连在一起。
But in some way, I felt the Lord has brought to his remembrance what he had learned through his following the Lord Jesus.
我觉得彼得呢，在末了，在他跟随主他后来呢。他就来到了这一段。
So I want to spend some time with you on this portion this morning.
所以我愿意今天早上跟你们一起来看一下彼得后书这一段。
You see, Peter said that seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness.
彼得后书一章三节那里讲到神的神能借着我们充分认识那用他自己的荣耀和美德呼召我们的，已将一切关于生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
Through the full knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and virtue, and of course, Tim already read the whole verse. Yeah. So the point is that God has given us this all-inclusive endowment.
神给了我们这个包罗万有的赐予。
He has given us all things which relate to life and godliness.
他把一切关于生命和敬虔的事都赐给了我们。
Actually, in Genesis, when God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, that saying includes all that.
在创世纪第一章提到神按着他的形象，照着他的样式造我们，其实都把这个彼得后书刚才那一节包括在内。
All that we need to live out such a life to express Him or to represent Him is included here.
我们所有需要的来彰显他，来代表他，都包括在这里。
That's why I find it so not so easy to really express how much is included there.
所以我就觉得不大容易啊，把这几节里面所包含的。来讲出来，怎么讲出来？
In the past, sometimes we use this word instinct. I really don't think the word instinct is sufficient to represent this.
我觉得这个我们的这个本能啊，很像还不够来发表这个。
That's why I want to use the innate potential, ability, capacity, capability. All that is included.
所以我就觉得需要用这个与生俱。具有的本能，还有这个潜力，还有度量，还有这个能干来发表这件事情。
And he has called us, Peter mentioned here, he has called us by his own glory and virtue.
这里讲到神用他自己的荣耀和美德呼召了我们。
Do you realize God called us with his own glory and virtue?
你有没有了解到神是用他自己的荣耀和美德呼召我们。
It is not that God called us because he pitied us as we were sinners going to the lake of fire, therefore he wanted to deliver us from there so he can make our life a little bit more comfortable. No, that's not what this is not what the Bible says.
神不是说看我们可怜，我们这些罪人都要下火湖 所以神啊来怜悯我们啊来帮助我们。
But he has called us according to his own glory and virtue.
乃是神用他自己的荣耀和美德来呼召了我们。
And of course, glory is God expressed.
荣耀就是神的彰显。
And virtue, you know, virtue is all God's nature, as he will mention later on. God's nature can be expressed through us. Can you imagine that?
美德就是神的那个性情，但是能够从我们彰显出来。弟兄姊妹，你们有没有知道这节包括这么多
？This is so incredible.
这是不可能、不可相信的事情。
You know, God is infinite. God is eternal. God is holy. God is righteous. God is love. God is all that is beyond what we can comprehend.
神是永远无限，神是爱光圣义，他是我们不能够了解领会。
And yet God has chosen man who are limited in time and in space, and yet he put all these precious endowment in us.
我们这个有限的人受这个时间空间限制的，但是神却把这样的一个赐予给了我们。
God wanted to use us to express him in this time and in this space.
神要用我们来彰显他，是在这个时候，在这一个环境的里面。
And particularly someone like me who is at the last leg or last days that he has measured to me, he still is so merciful to show me something that I can live redeeming the time.
甚至把这样的事情啊，主启示了给我，在我最后这一段日子所剩无几，我还能够啊能够彰显这样的。
To seize every opportunity.
抓住每一个机会。
Still so much to see and so much to learn.
还有这么多能够让我看见，让我来学习。
Can you sense that, you see, this is the update.
你能不能感觉到，这个是我现在要告诉你我目前的情形。
77 days ago, I only sensed there was a kind of a sense of urgency I need to share with you.
77天前我只是觉得我有这个迫切的情形，我必须跟你们交通。
But now 77 days later I feel the Lord still giving me some opportunity, but I got to tell you, I got to share with the saints how urgent it is and how much you need to redeem the time.
77天之后主还给我机会，那我觉得我有这种感觉，迫切的来把我这个情形呢来跟弟兄们交弟兄姊妹交通。
I must tell you that when I come back and to the word, every portion, all the familiar portions, they are taking on such a fresh perspective.
当我再回到主的话，每一次我所读到的，他都满了新鲜，满了启示。
We talked about God's purpose. We talked about how He wants us to express Him, to represent Him. You know, it is real and it can be experienced in our daily life.
讲到神的永远定旨，是要我们彰显他，是要我们代表他，这是我们可以经历的，我们是非常实际的。
And I feel so urgent to tell you, you don't have to wait until last days in your life to do that.
我觉得非常我们不需要等，这个非常迫切，不需要等到最后的日子来的时候啊，我们才能够有这样的实际。
Okay, so if we go on, it was so wonderful.
所以我们就一同来进入这一段话。
Peter said, through which he has granted us precious and exceedingly great promises.
彼得说已将神已经将一切关于生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
That through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust.
彼得说借着荣耀和美德，他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既逃离这世上从情欲来的败坏，就借着这些应许得有份于神的性情。
Dear brothers and sisters, I want you to go back to read Genesis 1:26 and take it in this way. This is a great and exceedingly, this is a precious and exceedingly great promises.
当你再读创世纪一章二十六节的时候呢，我们就应该 有这样的感觉，这是啊，神给我们啊，又宝贵又极大的应许。
When God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness," that's a precious and exceedingly great promises.
神说，我们要按着我们的形象，照着我们的样式造人，这个是神给我们又极大又宝贵的应许。
That through these you might become partakers of the divine nature.
叫我们借着这些宝贵的应许，我们能够有份于神的性情。
You know, actually, this morning I was thinking about this word. In English, this word "partaker" is really a wonderful word.
这个有份于，它是说有份的人，这是非常好的一个词。
You know, this word, I was looking at it this way. To partake is just to take.
有份的人啊，就是你得到的这个份。
So when you take, then you become a partner.
当你取得了这个份的时候啊，你就是有份的人。
You see, we partake of the divine nature.
真的讲到我们有份于神的性情。
Do you realize God's nature is for us to take? This is what Peter said. This is not what I said. This is what the Bible tells us, right?
就是圣经讲的这个有份，这个份字其实就是拿的意思。
This is based on Genesis 1:26.
这是根据创世纪一章二十六节。
Because God said, right?
因为神说的。
God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness."
因为神说，我们要按着我们的形象，照着我们的样式造人。
And let them.
然后说让他们。
And let them.
让他们。
So become a partaker is very simple. You just take it.
所以做一个有份的，你就是得。
You just take what God said.
你就拿神所说的。
So we all can become partakers of the divine nature.
所以我们都能够有份于神的性情。
Having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust.
这是借着逃离世上从情欲来的败坏。
You know, the word is so...The word is so wonderful and so precious. We partake, we become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. These two things are connected.
这是非常奇妙的，非常宝贝的。这里讲到我们呢，逃离从世上情欲来的败坏，我们就有份于神的性情。这两件事情是连在一起的。
We partake by escaping.
我们有份是借着逃离。
Actually, you know, to me, don't focus so much on the negative.
不要把这个注意力摆在消极的方面。
Focus on the positive.
要把焦距放在积极方面。
If you pursue the positive,
当你追求这个积极的，
you are actually escaping the negative.
你就已经在逃离那个消极的。
When you are partaking the divine nature, when you partake of the divine nature, you are escaping the corruption of the world by lust.
当你有份于神的性情，你就逃离从世上情欲来的败坏。
So you see, dear brothers and sisters, because of my, because of the concentration of my time, and I realize I don't have time for the negative.I don't.
因为我这个时间非常的压缩，我觉得我没有时间为着消极的。
Don't try to say how I'm going to escape this, how I'm going to escape that. You just focus on partaking.
你不要说啊，我要逃离这个，我要逃离那个。你只要把焦距放在来有份于。
Don't question, can I do this? Well, God has given us an all-inclusive.Endowment.
不要说我能不能做到这件事情，神已经把所有的该给的赐予给了我们。
He has given us all things related to life and godliness.
他把一切关于生命和敬虔的事都赐给了我们。
So we can just turn to Him, right?
所以我们只需要转向他。
We just need to fellowship with Him.
我们只需要与他交通。
Okay, if you think I need to do some confessing, okay, just take the blood and confess, and then just go right in.
所以，如果你要认罪的话呢，你就取用宝血认罪，然后就积极的追求。
Let me say this again. Don't get stuck on your long-winded confession.
我在讲，不要陷在那个 反反复复认罪消极的里面。
Let me use what the Lord said in Genesis, in Matthew chapter 6. Don't think by the multiplicity of words you will be forgiven quicker.
不要以为啊，你唠唠叨叨重复那些话，你呀、啊，主就会啊快一点赦免你。
It is not by the multiplicity of your word that you got forgiven. It is by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
不是你话多了啊，神就赦免你，乃是你借着主的宝血，你就得赦免。
God has given us that innate ability to have fellowship with Him.
神给我们这个与生俱来的这个本能，叫我们能够与神交通。
That innate ability shows that God longs to have fellowship with us.
这个本能是说出啊，神是渴望来跟我们有交通。
So therefore, we should exercise that innate ability to pray.
所以我们应该啊，操练啊，这个神给我们这个潜能，叫我们呢、啊、来祷告。
Don't be bogged down by the religious mire, you know, get stuck in that.
不要陷在这个宗教的泥巴里。
I'm afraid that even some of the religious traditional mire is even among us.
我觉得可能有些宗教的传统的这种泥巴、啊、还在我们中间。
And I feel too many saints have been robbed of the enjoyment, the positive enjoyment with the Lord in fellowshipping with Him.
我觉得很多圣徒们呢、啊，在这个积极享受主的方面呢、啊，他被。他的奖赏被夺去了。
So therefore, we need to exercise our faith.
所以我们需要操练我们的信心。
Yeah, you see, in verse 5, he said, and for this very reason also, adding all diligence, supply bountifully in your faith, virtue, and in virtue, knowledge.
第五节这里讲到，因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，在你们的信上充足的供应美德，在美德上。
I'm very much touched by the sequence. You know, it's first faith, and then virtue, and then knowledge.
我很被摸着，这里是讲到的，第一是讲到信心，然后讲到美德，然后讲到知识。
You know, our faith comes from God's word, right?
我们的信心，信是从神的话来的。
And I believe that even though we have repeated so many times, we still have not believed Genesis 1:26 enough.
虽然我们相信了，但是我们呢、啊，还没有在这个创世纪一章二十六节呢有够的信心。
We have to believe that God made us in His image.
我们必须相信神造了我们是按他的形象。
And after His likeness.
照着他的样式。
And in that saying, if we believe it, then we know that therein lies all the virtues.That we can express.
我们如果相信这个的话，这个话，那我们就知道啊，这个所有的一切的供应呢，都在这里。
Well, in the past, we have heard that you know, if you need patience, it is not to pray, Lord, give me some more patience. You need to have more Christ, right? I mean, we have heard that.
我们过去听到不是我们祷告主啊，你给我多一点忍耐。其实啊，基督就是忍耐。
If you say I don't have enough love, I need more Christ.
当你觉得你需要更多的爱，那你需要的其实需要更多的基督。
Well, such things, of course, is correct.
这样的讲法是对，是正确的。
But how much have we experienced Christ as our patience, as our love?
我们呢，怎么能够更多的经历基督做我们的忍耐，做我们的爱
？I think oftentimes this is still a question of faith.
我觉得这个还是一件信心的事情。
Because we think we have the knowledge, Christ is our patience and Christ is our love.
我们以为我们有这个知识，基督是我们的忍耐，基督是我们的爱。
But the sequence here is the faith, virtue, and knowledge.
这里的次序是，先是信心，然后是美德，然后是知识。
If we skip that virtue means what you got.Would be expressed.
这个这里讲的美德就是你得到的彰显的出来。
So, but you know, if you express that way, then you know, oh, that's why because I've enjoyed Christ.
当你如果彰显出来的这个美德的时候呢，那你就会发现，因为是你享受了基督。
Oh, how many brothers and sisters have struggled, tried to live out Christ as your patience, as your love, and so on?
许多弟兄姊妹 啊，就非常的挣扎的想要经历啊，基督做你的忍耐，做你的爱。
But come to the last days in my life, I don't have the time.
啊，到我人生最后的日子的时候呢，我没有时间再这样。
That's why I found it so refreshing to see that these are all innate ability.
所以我觉得非常的新鲜，啊，这些啊。都是在神给我们，啊，与生俱来的本能的里面。
All we need to do, dear brothers and sisters, just to take it.
我们今天所需要的就是来取得，来有份。
Okay. And in knowledge, self-control, and in self-control, endurance, and in endurance, godliness.
在知识上供应节制，在节制上供应忍耐，在忍耐上供应敬虔。
And in godliness, brotherly love, and in brotherly love, love.
在敬虔上供应弟兄相爱，在弟兄相爱上供应爱。
You know, I understand that these verses were used during the training time. Timothy told me that it was related to Jacob's maturity.
这段话弟兄也交通到这次训练呢，也提到是关于雅各，就是我们生命成熟上。
But I want to tell you, dear brothers and sisters, you don't need to have to wait until Jacob's age to experience this.
但是弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，你不需要等到像雅各那么年老的时候呢，才有这些美德。
That's why I want to have this urgency to share this with you.
所以我觉得我有这样的迫切，把这样的负担交通给你们。
Yes, I have come to the last days in my life, and I found I wouldn't say I hate that I found it too late.But the Lord is still merciful to show me that.
这是在我最后的日子，我不是觉得这个为什么到了我最后我才发现，但是我觉得主还给我。
This is the spiritual outlook I want to share with you.
这个是我目前呢我自己属灵的一个展望，那我愿意跟你们交通。
You all can enjoy it now.
我们都可以啊，现在就享受。
Okay, this is why Peter went on to say this.
这就是为什么彼得在这里说这些话。
You have to remember, Peter wrote this when he was in the last days in his life.
你读的时候，你应该记得彼得说这句话是在他最后的时候说的。
You see how upbeat he was.
你读这些话，你就知道彼得的那个他的展望啊，是往上的。
I was really encouraged by that.
我所以对这段话非常生气。
I mean, it wasn't that I was depressed, but certainly I was uplifted by his upbeat.
他的往上啊，就叫我得着提升。
He said in verse 8, For these things existing in you and abounding constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful unto the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里第八节说到，因为这几样存在你们里面，且不断增多，就必将你们构成非闲懒不结果子的。
Now, I'm not trying to say measure my life how whether I've been idle or whether I've been unfruitful.
我不是用这个话来量我自己，是不是我不结果子，是不是我这个不殷勤。
But I want you to remember this verse.
我愿意啊，你们记住这一节经节。
He said, "These things existing in you and abounding."
这里是说到这几样存在你们里面，且不断增多。
You know what God has provided for us, what has put into us the innate, ability, capacity, capability. All these things need us to experience more, need to abound.
所以神供应我们的这些，说给我们的这些呢，都需要在我们的里面呢，它来增加，来繁多。
It is not just to say God to what God has provided for you is in abundance. It is not in abundance, but it is abounding.
不是说神给你的很丰富很充足，乃是他要不断的增多。
You know what God has given to us need to be enjoyed, need to be.Grow and need to expand in us, you know. So everything is so natural, so spontaneous.
神给我们呢，应该是不断享受不断的增加不断的繁增给我们经历。
He said, "For he in whom these things are not present is blind, being short-sighted, having forgotten the cleansing of his past sins."
这里就讲到那没有这几样的就是眼瞎近视，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
You see, actually to me this verse is that don't dwell on the negative, just go on the positive.
这句话的意思就是说不要停留在那些消极的事上，要积极的往前。
You know, sometimes, as I use the word mired, because sometimes people confess so much, they forgot where they are.
所以我用这个字陷在泥里面啊，就是说你有时候你陷在里面啊，你忘了你在哪里。
You know, sometimes if you just keep on confessing, well, you understand me, I'm not trying to make fun of it, but I believe we're spending too much time on the negative.
我讲这个认罪啊，我希望你们了解啊，我的感觉是我们花太多时间在这个消极的方面。
We must get out of the negative and come back to the positive.
我们需要从这个消极的里面出来，进入这个积极的。
Because there's too much for us to enjoy, there's too much for us to experience.
因为啊，我们需要享受、需要经历的实在是太多。
Okay, so therefore, verse 10, therefore, brothers, be the more diligent to make your calling and selection firm. For doing these things, you shall by no means ever stumble.
所以第四节讲，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的呼召和拣选坚定不移，你们行这几样就永不失脚。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be richly and bountifully supplied to you.
这样你们就必得着丰富充足的供应，以进入我们主和救主耶稣基督永远的国。
So this morning, my burden is to share with you. I hope that from my own personal experience in the last two and a half months, I hope that my sense of wanting to redeem the time and be more the diligent, I want this to encourage you.
所以我愿意在这个我过去我的负担就是把这过去两个月半月我所经历的把这样积极的往前赎回光阴来交通给你们。
Now normally, when people share about Second Peter chapter 1, you end in verse 11.
平常我们交通到彼得后书第一章，我们呢在十一节的时候呢就停下来了。
But I'm going to share with you the next four verses.
但是我今天要跟你们交通到下面的四节经节。
Because this is my present situation, and this is my present burden for you.
这是我目前的情形，这也是我目前的负担要跟你们交通的。
Therefore, I will be ready always to remind you concerning these things, even though you know them, and still, you know them and have been established in the present truth.
所以十二节，所以你们虽已知道这些事，且在现有的真理上得了坚固，我还要常常提醒你们。
What I have shared with you this morning is not something which you haven't heard before.
我跟你们交通今天早上所讲的不是你们过去没有听过。
I'm trying to underline or emphasize some things which you may not have paid that much attention, but anyway, to you it is nothing new.
我所强调的可能对你不是新鲜的，但是呢这个是我要提醒你们的。
But it's the next few verses that to me is important.
下面几节我觉得是很重要的。
And I consider it right, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up for a reminder.
我认为趁我还在这帐幕的时候，以提醒激发你们是正当的。
And of course, you know, these days I'm very, very much conscious I'm in this tabernacle.
这些日子我非常的领会或者感觉到啊，我是在还在这帐篷的时候。
But what I want to point out in this verse is the word to stir up.
我要点出来的是这节经节里面讲到我提醒，以提醒激发你们。
激发这个字哈。
激发这个字。
And actually to stir up means to awake.
这个激发就是唤醒的意思。
So I wanted, while I'm still in this tabernacle, I want to stir you, I want to wake you up.
所以我还在这帐篷的时候，我要激发你，我要提醒你。
Because I have been awakened by the Lord.
因为主唤醒了我，提醒了我。
The Lord had gave me a wake up call.
主给我一个唤醒的呼叫。
It is not to say that how I'm going to live my life over again. No, I cannot live my life over again.
这不是我重新再来过一个人生，我没有办法再重新。
But the Lord gave me a wake up call, saying, "How are you going to spend the last days?"
但是主啊，唤醒我，你最后的日子你怎么过
？And I told you that actually the Lord, I sense the Lord has awakened me, but the Lord also has liberated me.
所以我就刚才就讲到，主不但唤醒了我，主也啊释放了我，叫我得着自由。
And I must say, I found how wonderful it is.
啊，我要告诉你，这是非常奇妙的。
So I want to remind you by wake you up.
所以我要来啊，借着唤醒来提醒你们。
Not to wake up by my words, but wake up by the word in the Bible.
不是用我自己的话，乃是用圣经的话。
I want to wake you up by Genesis 1:26.
我愿意用创世纪一章二十六节提醒你们。
I want to wake you up with these words in 2 Peter.
我愿意用这个彼得后书的这些经节来提醒你们。
Because I count it, you know, when I realize my time is not much, I don't know how long it is, but anyway, I count every day as the last, maybe the last.
我的时间没有那么多，但是我把每一天都当作最后的。
And I count every opportunity, maybe the last.
我也讲，我也在，对我来讲，每一个机会呢，我都以它做最后一个机会。
Therefore, I want to use this update to give you this outlook to wake you up.
所以我用我这个目前的情形，我这样的向上的这种感觉啊。来告诉你们我目前的情形。
Verse 14, knowing that the putting off of my tabernacle is imminent, even as also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me.
十四节，我脱去这帐幕的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
Moreover, I will also be diligent that you may be able, after my exodus,to bring these things to mind at all times.
十五节，不仅如此，我也要竭力使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
So, this is my update.
这是我来把最近的情形告诉你。
You don't have to worry too much about how my physical condition is.
你们不需要担心我身体的状况怎么样。
I mean, yes, I know many of you pray for me, and I appreciate that.
我知道你们很多人为我祷告，我很谢谢你们。
And some saints told me, Brother James, you should not stand, you should sit down and share. I said, no, I can stand.
有人跟我讲朱弟兄啊，你不应该站着坐，站着讲，你应该坐下来讲。不用，我可以站着讲。
I actually consider this.A wonderful opportunity, because we are all together with the saints from Flushing.
我觉得这是非常非常好的一个机会，因为我们有在法拉盛的圣徒嘛，也在这里。
I wanted to, I want to let you know how I was encouraged.
我要告诉你们我是怎么样受了激励。
And how I am, actually very positive, spending every day.
我是非常积极的来过每一天。
I want to redeem the time.
我愿意赎回光阴。
I want to be more diligent.
我愿意更加的积极。
I hope by spending time with you, it will encourage all of you.
我愿意这样跟你们大家在一起，也能够鼓励你们。
Especially, I want to encourage all the young ones.
我特别要鼓励年轻的
redeem the time
赎回光阴
because the days are evil
因为这日子邪恶
actually the days are evil even that you should have to pray every day with the prayer of the Lord taught us
在这样每一天都是邪恶的日子，我们应该用主教导我们的祷告文来祷告。
Deliver us from, I mean, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evil one.
不叫我们遇见试诱，救我们脱离那恶者。
For thine is the power and the glory forever.
能力、荣耀、国度都是你的。
So I think we all need to focus on the positive.
所以我们都应该把焦距放在积极。
You know, actually these days I'm very much touched by a hymn.
我这些日子很被一节诗歌一首诗歌摸着。
That's hymn 398.
是诗歌301首。
And this hymn, I'm going to read some part of it. This hymn was written by a brother by the name of Thomas Chisholm.
这首诗歌是一个弟兄写的，他的名叫做 Thomas Chisholm.
Yeah. And oh, to be like thee, O blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer.
我要像你，可爱的救主，这是我所求，是我所慕。
Gladly I forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear.
我欢喜丢弃一切的富足，盼望能和你形象合服。
I mean, actually, this hymn is talking about how we express the Lord Jesus, right?
这首诗歌是讲到我们怎么彰显主。
You know, the second line says, "This is my constant longing and prayer."
这第二行是讲到这是我不断的祷告我的期盼。
And I want to tell you, actually, this saying, "This is my constant longing and prayer," is not a wishful thinking.
这个我的期望期盼，这个不是一个愿望，只是一个希望。
I mean, in the past, we think, you know, it is wonderful to be like the Lord in every aspect, all His virtues. But you know, we are called according to His glory and virtue.
我们能够像他在每一方面能够彰显他。这其实我们是神用了他的荣耀和美德呼召了我们。
And I hope by going through these verses this morning that our faith has been strengthened. That after faith there is the virtue.
我希望今天早上交通之后呢。大家的信心啊，都得着加强。
Okay,
因为、有了信心呢，就能够有美德。
And actually, this brother wrote three hymns in our hymnal.
这一位弟兄他写的这首诗歌，其实他有写了另外两首。
He also wrote a hymn on "Great is Thy Faithfulness."
他也写了这个你的信实何等伟大。
And then he also wrote another one, which is for 456.
他写了另外一首，就是中文的342首。
And let me just read a couple verses, a couple lines on that. It is the hymn which I like very much.
我很喜欢这首诗歌。
Actually, I remember this is a hymn that during the wedding meeting of Anna and I, we sang this hymn.
我记得在我结婚的时候，我们唱这首诗歌。
That was about 50 years ago.
这是五十多年前。
But I do remember this hymn.
所以我记得这首诗歌。
Living for Jesus, a life that is true.
活着为耶稣，指望能单纯。
Striving to please Him in all that I do.
所有的一切都求他喜悦。
Yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, this is the pathway of blessing for me.
自动并乐意来向他投顺，这是我蒙神赐福的秘诀。
I mean, that was our consecration, that was our prayer during our wedding meeting.
这是我们那个时候的奉献，也是我们的祷告，在那个结婚聚会的里面。
But now coming to the end, near the end of my earthly journey, I'm reminded of the last stanza.
现在到了我人生旅途最后的时候呢，我就受这最后一节提醒。
Living for Jesus through earth a little while.
活着为耶稣第四节，时间已短促。
My dearest treasure, the light of His smile. Seeking the lost ones, He died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest. And I think now it really reflected how I, you know, I appreciate that this brother wrote these three hymns that are included in our hymn book.
我很感谢主，这三节经节都在我们的诗歌本里面。
And you know, to me that this last verse really quite reflected my present thinking.
这最后一节这个诗歌，实在是对我目前的我的想法，它能够反映出来。
The time is short.
时间已短促。
But I believe the Lord wanted me to redeem my time and be the more diligent.
我觉得神要我赎回光阴，并且格外的殷勤。
I praise Him how He has awakened me and has liberated me.
我赞美他，他唤醒了我，他也。
Set me free from all the traditional concepts.
叫我从这个传统的观念里面得着自由。
Bring me back to His original purpose.
把我带回到神原初的旨意。
God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them."
神说，让我们造人呐，按着他的形象，照着他的样式，然后让他们。
May we all be awakened by this.
愿意我们都被这样的话唤醒。And
every day we live for His purpose.
每一天我们都为着他的旨意来活。Enjoying
all the innate potentials, abilities, capacities, and capabilities He has given to us.
来享受他所赐给我们与生俱来的本能、潜力、度量和这些能干。And
I believe then our life really will be meaningful for His purpose.
然后我们过的生活呢？ 就是最有意义，是为着他的旨意来活。
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is most unusual opportunity.
这是非常特殊的一个机会。
To hear from someone who has a direct message from the Lord concerning his own life.
他从主得着一个直接的话，是关于他。
We don't have this message or this view, so this is precious.
我们平常没有这种想法、看见、眼光，所以这是非常宝贝的。
We thank the Lord for our brothers speaking.
我们为我们弟兄的说话，我们感谢主。
We have three announcements.
我们有三件事情要报告。
The first one, we all stay together.
第一件，我们大家都留在这里。
And you can function in English or Chinese. 没有问题。
所以我们不分语言，你可以用英文讲，也可以用中文讲。
Then the second point is, lunch is provided for everyone.
第二件要报告的就是我们有预备午餐。
Downstairs and in Bethel House.
楼下或者隔壁我们都有预备午餐。
And the third announcement is that the saints from Flushing next Thursday will be back in Flushing.
第三件事情报告就是从法拉盛来的弟兄姊妹下个主日就回到这个喜来登。
So now is the time for us to pray, and then your opportunity to share.
所以我们现在有点祷告，就是大家的机会来为主申言。
Let's pray.
我们现在祷告。
So we turn that off, right?